Surrender to this radical notion that is required for you to awaken to the awareness that all habits begins with thoughts. It's radical, I know. I know it's not something you're accustomed to hearing, but you have a habit because you have intended it to be there. Now what you do is you surrender to a new consciousness, a thought that whispers, I can do this thing in this moment. I will receive all the help that I need as long as I stay with this intention and go within for the assistance I need. Now you announce to yourself that you're no longer that old habitual person. For just a second, just for a second, you're awakened just for a moment. Then you go to the next moment with the surrender, not thinking about tomorrow or anything in the future. In the now, in this moment, you have the answer. That's how you go about making those seemingly difficult changes, one step at a time, with an inner grace that allows you to surrender and stop fighting. All those habits, those things that have plagued you for your entire lifetime that you think you can't change, that are just a part of you, are nothing more than thoughts turned to intention, turned into laziness, addiction, short-temperedness, phobias, fatigue, whatever. Change the thought, change the intention, and you no longer have those as your consciousness. What you can do is create an inventory of all the things in your life which you continue to pursue, but truly you don't want in your life. This is actively putting into your life the intention of no longer pursuing the things that you don't want, which may have been your habit for a lifetime. So you remind yourself of the wisdom of the notion that you never get enough of what you don't want. Then you take this hour, this very hour, this day, now, and you create an inventory of what you would like next to the one you have outlined. Rather than deception, you might substitute truth in your relationships. Rather than booze, you might substitute 8 glasses of water a day. Rather than anger, you might substitute love and harmony. By assessing that which continues to rain into your life because you're letting it in and encouraging the leaks in your life, you automatically have the handle on a new way of eliminating the erosion in your life. You fill your life with that which you don't want, largely because you've simply never considered the available options, and you fear the glorious harmony and the intimacy that comes from refusing to chase after the poisons that are killing you. By becoming aware of them, by using your invisible miracle-making mind to create that which you truly want and know you deserve, you find yourself living in harmony. You begin to experience in the physical world all that which is what you thought you were entitled to create. Inventory your life and get it on purpose and substitute the things that you are pursuing that you don't want with the opposite. Substitute what you do want and begin then to pursue that. And you see it works. It's like real magic. Thought, intention, and no longer pursuing that which doesn't work for you. It's like getting your life off of scatteredness, off of being splintered, and being on purpose.